just when I was about to sing, could tell Jesus all about it. See, Dr. Vanessa, okay, I got
you. Ooh, well, I got you.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, our God, our King, our Savior, our friend, our confidant, our comforter, we are all in all. We come to you this morning worshiping you, adoring you, exalting your name. We lift you up on high. We extol you, O Lord, for you are great. You are wonderful. Your name is to be praised above all. You are awesome. Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together here on the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, who have been obedient to your very call, O God, to not only start the call, but to maintain it. Lord, would you just continue to take them by their hands? Will you continue to guide them, Lord? And Father, wherever their feet tread, let them overtake and take possession of that. Whatever their hands touch, Lord, let them prosper their end. Continue to guide their minds, and Lord, continue to just do what only you can do in their lives, Lord. Father, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, for Artist Life. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person, Lord, who is gathered this morning. Father, will you just please continue to do what only you can do with the D.H. De Leon family. Shower them with your grace, your mercy, your love, your provisions, Lord, and witty ideas. Now, Lord, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a rich word, a word, Lord, that we know will be nourishing to us. Bless our speaker, Lord, mightily in the name of Jesus. Continue to inspire them to do what only you have for them to do. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, and this call will go forth with clarity because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Bless them mightily today that we might be a blessing to others. We give you praise and call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I said, we tell Jesus all about it because that's what we are called to do. And as I say, from my heart to yours, you know, you just got to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and we love us some you. God bless you, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this telecommunication sanctuary with that wonderful tag, Tell Jesus All About It Tuesday. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willa, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Now, if this is your first time joining us, we give you a special welcome to the Master's Call because we know that you will definitely be blessed and will continue to join us Monday through Friday here on the Telecommunication Sanctuary. Let me tell you a little bit about this awesome call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, what the scripture that they gave us to stand on is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we have a website that you could go to each and every day. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And the theme for the year, oh, dwell on it, if you will. It is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. I know you felt that because I do every time I say it. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed wonderful ministry. You may want to be a greeter, such as Minister Willa did so wonderfully, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord that you might want to share with us. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, along with your prayer requests and praise reports, you can send it to all to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together was this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, Artist International, rather, and now it is Artist Life. It was started by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and we are going strong. We're excited because we have the best products on this side of heaven that we are introducing and administering to people all over the country as well as around the world. Now, if you want to know more about what Artist Life and the products and the opportunity is all about, get with the person that invited you to this call, and they would gladly share more information with you. And then again, we do have the new Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, where a team of wonderful leaders are given the vital information necessary to show you what Artist Life is all about. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, if you need a bypass number using Metro PCS or T-Mobile, that bypass number that you would dial first is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday, so I know there's some great information that will be shared with you today. And especially after celebrating our executive president, Candida Mosley, last night in Houston, Texas, I know it's going to continue on as a great celebration. Wonderful woman in the Lord. Now, I'm getting out of the way because one other thing I want to say is that if you're in the Houston area or if you're not in the Houston area, we will be having a regional meeting in Houston, Texas, and that is July 6th and 7th in Houston, Texas. You want to be in the place, so set your calendar, get your plane tickets, and be there in the place because exciting, exciting things will be taking place in Houston, Texas at the Sheraton near the Hobby Airport. Don't go to Georgia or George Bush, go to the Hobby Airport at the Sheraton Hotel on the south side of Houston. God bless you. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful woman of God who is such a blessing to us as the TMC family, to the Artist Life family, to the masses, and I know she is a blessing in her community. I'm talking about our very own Silver Fox, Minister Jackie Henderson. This woman of God has been a blessing to all of us. She is from Indianapolis, Indiana, the racing capital of the world. She is the eldest of five siblings. She is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and daughter, La Teresa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming and rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Elisa. Due to major health issues, Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as a UAW union representative. She served as co-chairman of Civil and Human Rights and was appointed by her regional director to be a political liaison between the union and those that determine our laws on local, state, and national levels. Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, New Beginnings Fellowship Church, under Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and his people are changed. She is a distributor of Artist Life and truly believes that this company is a God-blessed company. She believes this company has great leadership, great products, and most importantly, the master's call. By God's divine direction and obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call for her renewed relationship with Christ. Praise God. It is Jackie's daily mission to grow in wisdom and be used by God. Her goals are to be strong in her purpose, fulfill her destiny, and let the light of God shine in her and through her that others might see it and be in Christ. I introduce to some, present to others, from Indianapolis, Indiana, our very own Silver Fox, Minister Jacqueline Henderson. Are you there, Minister Jackie?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful introduction, that heartfelt introduction. And I'd like to thank Minister Willa for opening us up and greeting each and every one of us and seating us in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. And right now, I'd like to go before the Lord in prayer. God, I come before you thanking you for your anointing upon this message today. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. God, I ask you that these words will go through the ears and fall upon the hearts of every listener and that it would be beneficial to them as they walk with you. In your precious name, Jesus, I cover this word with your blood. Amen and amen. Well, this morning I'd like to come before you out of Psalms 116 and 12. And that verse, what shall I render unto the Lord? And that is my message this morning. What shall I render? When the psalmist asked this question at the beginning, he didn't ask it at the beginning of the Psalms, but in the middle of the text. And in the Message version, it says, how can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? So one could spend all of your life trying to repay God for how he has dealt with you. His dealings have been bountiful. When he blesses you, he even blesses at a time when you don't even deserve it. He keeps blessing over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, every time I turn around, he keeps blessing me. So what can I give back to God for the blessings that he's poured out on me? He has blessed me from my head to my pinky toe, and I'm covered. He covers me. In our everyday dealings, and some people that we come across, we really need that blessing and anointing over our life and to be covered, to get through, and to come out unscathed and unharmed. Some people you come in contact with, you need to make sure that you are covered. But God is blessing you, and so bountifully. You know, sometimes there are others that are being blessed, and God pours out his blessings so freely that when they're being blessed, if you are in their presence, that little sprinkle, when he's pouring out over their head, that sprinkle comes out, and that splash, and it just splashes all over you. So he's blessing you at a time when you're not even expecting it. He just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on blessing. That's why I can say to you this morning that even when you don't deserve it, he's still blessing you. You're blessed and you're going out and you're coming in. He just keeps on and keeps on. So what can I render for all the bountiful blessings on me? I believe that there is someone on this call that needs to take a moment right now and say, thank you. Thank you to God for even when we're not doing the right thing, we're not expecting it, that even when I was standing near someone, you even sprinkled out a blessing upon me. So let us give him thanks. Let us give him the praise that's due his name. But what can I give back to God for all he's done for me? When you look at our text this morning, the psalmist is in the middle of a life crisis. But he starts off this text by saying, I love the Lord. I love you, Lord. When you read on, later in the middle of the text, that's when he says, what can I render? He starts off by saying, I love the Lord, and giving him thanks for what God is doing in his life. So if you get a moment, just take a moment and read the entire 116 Psalms. I know it would be a total blessing to you as you get the full picture of what's going on and understanding how important it is to get lift God up and give him praise. So if we could just take a moment out right now and say, Lord, I'm not asking you for anything. I'm not asking you to give me a house, a car, a husband, or a wife. Lord, all I need to do is just start off by saying, I love you, Lord. So let us all on this call just say, I love you, Lord. And I'm looking for the day when people can just come before the God, not asking for anything, but just say, I love the Lord. Can you just open your mouth with me and say, Jesus, dear Jesus, I love you. And don't do it because I'm telling you to do it, but consider how he's dealt with you. And when you consider what he has poured out in your life, when you consider all that he's done for you, something inside of you should just say, Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you, Jesus. I worship and I adore you. That may be difficult because normally our response is based on rewards. We want to say, Lord, I love you when he's rewarded us for something. But when you think about it, he just keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving. Even when you're not thinking about his giving, he's giving. So why can't you just stop and say, I love you, and I thank you, and I adore you? I just can't give God praise enough. Can you take a moment and praise him just because of who he is? He is God. He is God over everything, and he is God over your entire life. Can we just take a moment to give him the love and the praises that he's surely deserving? Not asking for anything, just wanting to give him praise and lift him up. God, I thank you. So, well, if the truth be told, he never does anything else. If he never, ever does anything else for me, he's already truly given me enough. And I shall continually give him praise and honor. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I just want you to know how good you have been to me. I just want to be thankful and show my thanks, God, in loving you for every good and wonderful and perfect thing that you have done in my life. Today I just want to come before you and say thank you, God. Because I can't give you enough praise. If you don't bless me anymore, I've already been blessed enough. Sometimes the reward and the responses may get a little cloudy. So just maybe our reward should be based on our response. So if you don't respond to the Lord for the blessing, then maybe he should, if it were fair, he would bless us according to how we respond to his blessings. I've heard it said that when praises go up, blessings come down. So let's continue to send our praises up because God is always sending his blessings down. What shall I render unto God? In this text, the psalmist has revelation and decides to render and accept the cup of salvation. He gives his life to Christ. He understands where God has brought him from. He understands the trials that God has brought him through. He understands that he owes his life to God. And the Bible says his response is by saying, I will take the cup of salvation. I'm going to give you my life. Have you given your life to God? I need the Lord, and I'm giving him my life. My life may be small and may seem to be nothing, but God is a great God, and God can take nothing and make it great. God keeps blessing you over and over and over and over. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus, I can truly say that I am blessed in the city and blessed out of the city. I know I'm blessed, and I shall continually give God praise and honor. And again, I ask you, what shall you render? I've got to praise him, and I'm not going to let the rocks cry out for me. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. What shall I render? What can I give back for all his benefits? I can give him praise, and I can give him worship, and I can give him my life. And I truly say, God, Lord Jesus, I love you. Minister Brenda, I shall turn the call back over to you at this time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What shall I render as unto the Lord for all that he's done for us? Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Jackie, for that heartfelt message this morning, giving God praise for all of his glory, just being in the midst of every given situation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Holy Father, we thank you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. We glorify you, Father, because you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. Besides you, Lord, there is none other. We thank you, Lord God, for being our King, our Lord, our Prince of Peace. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us an opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We say, what shall I render as unto you, O God? Because you alone, God, have done everything. You have made us complete in you. You have filled our hearts with your love and saturated us in your joy. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who have given us a profound message, Lord, that we should always give your name praise. We should always glorify you in every given situation. We thank you, Father, for pouring back virtues of love, peace, joy, and all that her heart desires, Lord God. We ask that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless her children and her children's children, Lord God, her community, her church, Lord God, everywhere her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing her with a double portion, Lord God, as she goes forth touching and administering to children, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for giving her the peace that surpasses all understanding. We give your name glory and honor, Father God, for the two women of God that kept this call continuously, Lord God, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to bless them, Lord God. Give them the desires of their hearts. Bless their surroundings, Lord God, their loved ones and their community, Father God, and their churches, and all that are on this call, Lord God. We ask a special anointing on each and every one that are hearing the sound of my voice. We know, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Every tongue rises against them will cease. We thank you, Father God, for adhering to their call. You told them to call on me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things you did know. So with that, Lord, we say thank you, Lord God, for healing the sick, for comforting those that are going through, Lord God. We know, Lord, that the sufferings of this world can be compared to the glory that's instilled within each and every one of us. So we thank you, Lord God, for healing Sharon Stowers. We thank you, Father God, for healing Pastor Lavona Lewis. Thank you for healing Kendra Carter. Thank you for healing Kai Brown. And thank you for healing Dr. PK. Thank you for healing Robin's father, Lord God. Thank you for healing all those that are concerning each and every one of us. We thank you for strengthening those that are going through with bereavement, Elena, Lord God, and the family of Mary Craft. We thank you for Willa's family. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening Wanda's friend and her family, Ruby's family, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening Cynthia Cox and her family, the Cox family in its entirety. We thank you, Lord God, even for Ruby Sims' family, Father, for constantly strengthening them in this time. And those, Lord God, the Roberts family, and those, Father God, that we don't know, but you know who they are. You know who needs a special touch. We are touching and agreeing right now that you are administering love and joy and peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, you said you will take everything and work it together for our good and for your glory. So we thank you, Lord God, as we tell Jesus all about what may be troubling us. We know, Father God, that you're more than able to sustain us through any given situation. We thank you for your word that's forever settle in heaven. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bless Artist Life in its entirety. Bless the community, Lord God, in such a peace, Lord God, with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless Papa and Mother, Lord God. Bless Elvia and Alejandro. Bless the leaders, Lord God, that are carrying forth the calls day by day, Lord God. We thank you from the Royal Platinum President down to the advisor that just signed up. We ask you, Father, for a special blessing on each and every one, Father God, as we administer your blessed products to people. We thank you, Father God, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We give your name glory, honor, and praise for all that you're doing in this season, in this hour, in this moment. And we say thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are showing yourself mighty in every given situation. Have your way, O Lord, in all our sayings, all that we do. And, Lord God, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we say thank you because we're standing on your word that goes forth and never returns void. And we glorify you in it, in Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has definitely been a profound message where we will give God glory in every situation. What shall I render as unto the Lord? Share this call with somebody. The number is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And also, we have the new morning motivational call that's coming up right after this call, where it is Presidential Tuesday, and we have a special guest that will be administering today. It will be our host will be Minister Miss Artemis Wicker. I tell you, she's a manager and she's a blessing. And her guest speaker will be Tyrone Jackson on personal growth, self-discovery, and the power of three. That number is 712-770-4005. The pin number is 294-617-pound. Well, we so thank you all for joining us this morning. Invite someone to share and join with us tomorrow morning, where we will come together in the spirit of his grace And we give God glory for each and every one of you joining us this morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that tag, Tell Jesus All About It Tuesday. And thank you, Minister Jackie Henderson, our Silver Fox, for administering the word of God. What shall I render to the Lord? Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Master's Call family, let us go out and never forget God. Forgive God his due praise and share the goodness of the Lord with others. I ask that God continue to bless you and to bless your day. Amen and amen.